This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
2018, the year of suddenly, immediately, and Holy Ghost fire.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, and welcome to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast
Hello.
Q&A for
January.
This is
2018.
Super Bowl Sunday.
The best year you ever had.
Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Somebody needs to tell Philadelphians that the Eagles won because they're acting like they lost.
Right, because they're trying to burn down the city. I don't understand.
I don't get. New Yorkers don't do this.
You won.
I got to tell you. New Yorkers, dare I say, what? Very classy. When the Yankees win, and everybody loves the Yankees.
Everyone loves the Yankees.
The Yankees win, nobody pulls down the traffic lights, and they don't have to grease the poles.
Right. We don't burn down the city.
We don't climb on stuff and break windows.
We don't pillage.
Yeah. We don't come out with pitchforks. And I don't get it. You guys won. Somebody wake up over there.
We haven't lived in New York for 15 years, and we're still saying we don't do this, we don't do that.
Because, you're never not a New Yorker.
If you're a New Yorker.
Right. Born and raised.
A New Yorker doesn't mean you moved there from Cincinnati. Okay?
Yeah, that doesn't
count.
Wherever.
No.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Born and raised, Brooklyn, Queens. So that being said.
Yeah. Eagles, you did it.
Yay. And they
are
Christians. Yay.
Yay. Hey, glory
to the one who counts. And by the way, Jesus loves the Super Bowl.
Yes, he does.
He watched it.
And he loves the Patriots.
Yes.
He died for every one of them.
Beat up on the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're a great team.
They're a great team. I mean, they won five Super Bowls.
They made the game fun. Imagine if it was like, oh, the Eagles won by 30 points. I would have been sleeping.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even stayed awake for that.
Boring.
I'm glad it was a nail biter. That makes it fun. It makes it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, that's what we love about the Rocky movies, right?
Amen.
It's not like Rocky walks in, knocks him out, and leaves.
You know what? If I knocked him out, and just taking the one round, there'd be no movie.
That's right,
Rocky. Thank you, Rocky. Thank you.
Anyway.
Okay, let's jump into these questions.
All right.
Because that's why we're here. First question is from Trigger Begone.
Woo!
Trigger Begone says, OMG, that sounds like Patrick Stewart at the beginning of the show. Is it?
Oh!
It is.
It is!
And you know, they want to know how did you get Patrick Stewart to do this.
We're not going to tell.
Can't tell you. Sorry. Just enjoy that it's him. And move on.
Jack Bauer, sorry.
Okay, Daniel K. If we are to only have sex for the purpose of procreation, and to do so outside of the scope of procreation is sinful, then why would God create us with an overabundance of nerve endings in our reproductive organs, making sex extremely pleasurable? It just sounds like yet another setup. What?
Setup.
Daniel K.
Well, first of all,
hey,
you're wrong on a couple of things. And let me straighten you out. God did not just give you sex for procreation.
Right.
That is an old school kind of Catholic or maybe Baptist. I don't know. Sounds like some kind of old school religion, which is meant to keep you in bondage, thinking and doctrine. God gave you sex to have an intimate relationship with your oppositely sexed partner, husband, and or wife. Because as you have the act of sex, you become one actually physically, kind of, right?
Yes.
And that's the idea. It's supposed to give you pleasure. That is why he built your bodies the way he did. That's why the parts fit with each other.
Yes.
God knew what he was doing. He wanted to give you pleasure in the realm of the marriage so that you would become even closer physically as well as emotionally and spiritually, et cetera, et cetera. So wherever you're hearing that doctrine of God only wants you to procreate, that's ridiculous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is bad doctrine. So feel free with your partner, man or woman, to have at it. Do you need to add anything to that?
Oh, that's why he says it sounds like another setup.
It's not a setup. God's not out to get you.
So my point is...
Sorry.
Your explanation voids even answering that point about that it's like a setup.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm not mad at you. I'm mad
Dan, I'm mad
at the person or people or institution that is fostering this really bad doctrine.
Now, go make love to your wife if you want to.
Yeah, but if you're not married...
And if your wife wants you to.
Make sure you're consenting. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, cart before horsey. I almost drove off the road laughing when Keith and Frank started singing Back to the USSR on the podcast. Great show. Look, there's always a song. We never know what the song's going to be.
You guys were doing another song last night. What was the song? I can't remember.
Last night?
You started to come up with another song last night. And I can't now remember what the song is.
They come and go. We never plan it. We never plan it. Okay. Grand Subi. Why did they find Ron Julius so funny? Because it was. I thought he said Ron Julius. He said around July. August.
I don't get it either.
He said it was around July, August, and then there was a silence, and I went, wait, what?
Yeah, we know the story.
Ron Julius.
We just don't understand.
Why do you find things funny, Grand Subi?
Because they're funny.
Well, we don't know that. I don't know anything about Grand Subi. I don't know if it's a man, woman, boy, girl. I don't know anything about Grand Subi. Except that they wrote in this question. Okay, Open Door 6060. So, are they saying that all that stuff then already happened? He mentioned he had it on video. Where on YouTube is Christina raising those people from the dead? You're not going to find it on YouTube. Okay?
It will be.
Prophetically speaking. You will find it on YouTube, I believe, this year, in the natural.
Well, explain why you say it as if it already happened. Explain
because that. This is a part prophetic ministry. So, when we say the name of the podcast is 2018, the year in review. What we're doing is if we're prophesying the events that are to happen, that we want to see happen in 2018. We're prophesying it.
That already have happened in the spirit.
They've already happened in the spirit. See, that chair you're sitting in right now, or that car you're driving in right now, that car already existed in the spiritual realm before you ever saw it in a car dealer. It had to exist in the spiritual realm, in the mindset and the imagination of the person creating it, before it was actually manifested in the natural realm. So, what do I want to see? I want to see a video on YouTube of Christina raising two women from the dead.
Me too.
So you know what I say? I say, oh wow, I'm so glad I got that on video. Why? Because that's what I want. We review the year that hasn't happened in the natural. We review the year in the spirit realm. And then we wait and see in the natural for all that stuff to happen.
Well, that's why we say 2018, the best year we ever had.
It was the best year we ever had, right.
As if it already had happened.
Right. Speak those things that are not as though they are. All right, BMW freak. Where does it say in the Bible that we're supposed to be rich?
Ah.
That's a good question. You know what? Right off the top of my head, I could tell you. 3 John, it's only one chapter. It's verse number 2. Dear friend, I wish that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Well, if all is going well with you, that means that finances, for example, aren't an issue, right? Well off. Okay, so that's just one off the top of my head, 3 John, verse number 2. What else you got?
Matthew 6. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. He's saying there that you don't have to worry about these things. God knows what you need, and he wants you to have what you want. He wants you to be wealthy, because what good are you if you are broke? Look at all the Old Testament rulers and how, like Solomon, he was wealthy. David was wealthy.
Abraham.
That's Old
Job.
Testament. That's exactly. Old Testament. Job. Right. I was thinking of Job because he said, you know, people like to quote Job. Oh, you see God. No. I would tell you to check out Joseph Prince's teaching on Job. It's excellent. God did not bring all that stuff on Job, number one. And the second thing is, all the stuff that he lost, if you read the very end of Job, it says the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 donkeys, and he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And the first daughter he named Jemima, and blah, 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 blah. So he lived on and on, and his children lived on, and he was doubly blessed than he was when he first started out the story. Hmm. Not only with riches, but with children and grandchildren and so on. So there's just a couple examples. And if we had time, we could sit here and keep going and going and going and going, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you look at Deuteronomy, it says all the blessings of Deuteronomy. Yes, it also says the curses, but guess what? We've been delivered from the curse because Jesus died on the cross so that we don't have to deal with the curse anymore. So guess what? All the blessings are ours. Mm. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Your breadbasket is filled. Your cattle is blessed. You're the head and not the tail.
Right.
I don't know how else you could take that. That's finances, that's health, that's relationships, that's business success, all of it. All of it.
Hmm. Okay. BMW freak, do you have a BMW?
And I hope you do.
And if so,
you don't, pray you get one.
Maybe BMW freak is a callback to the Brothermon episode.
Oh, maybe.
Write in and let us know if we're right or not. Okay. Feta is king. Feta is king. I love Andy. He's Greek. Okay.
It's just making sense now.
When will there be more Logos episodes? That's a good question. He's actually retooling that entire show.
Okay.
So there's going to be a slew of new podcast episodes on that podcast on Tuesdays. Just stay tuned.
Yes.
Fuming Mad Mom writes in.
Uh-oh.
My daughter Kaylee proposed to her boyfriend. She's 32 and he's 30.
Oh.
He said yes.
I'm thinking a little kid. Like my little, I just immediately thought she was talking about a little kid, and I thought that was, oh, how funny that is. Like a little 5-year-old is proposing to, anyway.
No, that's not what happened.
All right, go ahead.
My daughter Kaylee proposed to her boyfriend. She's 32 and he's 30.
Okay.
He said yes. I am totally against this because the man is supposed to be the one proposing, not the other way around. I do not want Kaylee looking like some harlot, a loose woman, a floozy, a hussy, a streetwalker, or even worse, a painted woman asking a man to marry her. A painted woman?
Yeah, because back in the day, they wore a lot of makeup.
All right. I told her that I would send this question in and see what Christina and Frank have to say. If they agree with me, I said, Kaylee said that she would call it off. Apparently, she feels that Christina will agree with her and doesn't really care what Frank thinks. Oh, thank you, Kaylee. Thank you. I said, fine. Well, thank you, Fuming Mad Mom. I choose to have peace that Christina will hear from the Lord on this and share her position on it. So, is it appropriate for a woman to propose to a man?
You ready?
Oh, boy.
I say nay. Thumbs down.
It's not appropriate.
No, I don't think it is. And I am totally about women power and girl power and all of that. But the girl should always be the prize. Always. The girl's the queen, she's the princess, she's the prize, she's on the pedestal. That doesn't make her weak or ineffective or any of those, or dumb or any of it. But she is the prize and she should hold herself in that esteem. She should know she is the treasure that the man should be pursuing. And if he doesn't have enough sense to see that, then she needs to find somebody who does see it and will treat her like that. Because, dare I say, if this is the beginning of the marriage relationship, that means that that's how it's going to go. She's always going to be pursuing him. She's always going to be trying to light a fire under his butt. And you know what? That's a job I don't want. I don't think anybody, any woman wants that job. You know, she's always going to be like, what, are you going to buy the flowers on Valentine's Day? Are you going to take him out to dinner? Is she going to buy him an engagement ring? No, no, she's the prize. He better come up with some treasure to see if she'll even deem him worthy of her hand in marriage. Oh, so that's how I feel.
Okay, Lee. All right.
The guy always marries up.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I do.
Say the guy always marries
up. He always marries up.
Oh, God.
I'm saying that she should be pursued.
Mm.
Do not take that position of being the pursuer. And I'm not saying play games. That's not what I'm saying. But know your worth and let him make sure he knows your worth.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's that.
Amen. I agree.
Okay.
Not that they care what I think. Next one is from the Catholic who loves Jesus.
Okay.
What is sola scriptura? I actually know what sola scriptura is.
I've never heard that.
I remember. Really?
No.
You were raised Catholic, like me.
I know, but I didn't pay attention a lot.
Sola scriptura is when you didn't pay attention a lot. You were too busy looking
boring.
At the boys in Bible school.
I didn't go to Bible school.
You didn't go to Sunday school?
No. I went to Catholic grammar school. I didn't go to Sunday school.
Oh, but with that, came like a Bible school, a Sunday school?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
We just went to boring church.
Yeah, we did that too.
And what I would do is sit in the pew. I would sit in the pews.
The pew.
But I would sit on the kneeler, and I would face backwards.
Wow, you were really a rebel. Not only are you sitting on a kneeler, you're facing backwards.
And I would go under the pew and play games under the pew. Hmm. And I was very quiet. I wasn't boisterous.
Of course, you were being respectful.
So my mother would let me do it.
Your mother would let you do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I did it every Sunday until I was too big to fit under there. So don't ask me anything about
that. Anyway, Sola Scriptura is an old Bible school thing that basically means, and it's true, I totally agree with it. Sola Scriptura means that the Scripture is the final authority.
Like, only the Scripture. Solo,
that's it. Just the Scripture. You can't, like, throw in some books from some other people and the Bible. It's just the Word of God is the Word of God. Solo. It's the final authority.
Amen.
It's the only source. Well, that's it. And I agree with that. 2 Timothy, I believe, chapter 3:16 says that, you know, it backs itself up. It says that the Word, the Scripture, is useful in teaching. It's God breathed, right? The Word of God is God breathed, God inspired, and it's good for teaching and correcting and all that good stuff. So yeah, no, that's what that means. It's just Sola Scriptura. It sounds
I've never heard it.
Wow, that's amazing to me that you never heard that. Yeah, you know who would know? Andy.
Oh yeah,
he would know. But yeah, Sola Scriptura, Word of God is the final authority.
I agree with that.
Yep. First-hand knowledge, and it's FURST, first-hand knowledge. Okay, here's my question. Does God want the Eagles to win or the Patriots in the Super Bowl? The Eagles, pretty obvious. Okay, next question.
In hindsight.
Let me tell you, there were so many scriptures that talks about Eagles and not one talk about Patriots.
Well, I don't think there was such a thing as a Patriot.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's more scriptures about Eagles than Patriots. So, okay. God likes the Eagles.
All right.
As far as a team goes in sports, but he loves everybody.
But he doesn't hate the Patriots. No. Don't be hating on them.
No, he just likes the Eagles as a team, and he wanted them to win the Super Bowl. And they did, and next question.
Okay.
Dog eat man.
Okay.
I love this show, but I have to make a correction.
Okay.
In a recent episode, a listener by the name of Ruth wrote in and said that Christina Sasso and the Lord stopped her sickness. Sorry. But Christina Sasso does not have the power to stop sickness. God is the only one with that power.
Okay.
He's wrong. He or she is wrong.
Wait a minute. Well, we could debate this, but let me just say what I and then you could tell me if we're on the same page.
Go ahead.
No, I have in my power, me, Christina, my power is nothing. It's absolutely worthless. But I have the Holy Spirit living in me. So that means I have the same resurrection power that Jesus had in him. So because I'm a vessel, then I do have the power to heal simply because I carry the Holy Spirit inside of me and all that goes with it. And he commanded us to do that. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. It's in the scripture. Jesus assigned us that task. So I'm just doing what he said to do. So if I didn't lay hands on the sick or if I didn't voice that with my God-given voice, then that person wouldn't have been healed in that specific time. Mm-hmm. Maybe down the road, someone else would have done it, but right then and there, it was me doing it with my voice.
Okay, next question. Full from food, hungry for word. Okay.
Okay.
I have a question that'll definitely stump the podcast hosts.
Okay.
The Bible says to worship God and to honor your mother and father. But what do you do if your parents tell you to worship other gods? Oh, very good question.
All right.
I like the way this person's asking it.
Do you want to take this one or you want me to take it? You take it.
We were just talking about something.
Yes, because we were talking about parents that we know.
Yes, about honoring your parents. Look, you can honor your mother and father because they're your mother and father. I'll take it. You can honor your mother and father simply for the fact that, look, they're your mother and your father. Okay, they're your parents. You can honor them. You don't have to obey them, though, to the point where they're turning you away from Christ.
That's right.
That's just ridiculous. But you could honor them saying, yeah, my mom, my dad, hey, guys, you know, give them a call every week. Spend 3 minutes talking to them, maybe, whatever. Because if they're telling you to honor other gods and worship other gods, give them a phone call every week and just say hi. Honor them because they're your parents. But I wouldn't go in now and I, you know, devote my life to every word that they say.
Right, because parents.
And worry that you're being unbiblical.
Parents are ultimately people, so guess what? They could be wrong.
There you go.
So, you know, You honor them because of the position. You honor the authority of their position as your parents.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that everything they say is law that right. you have to follow.
They jump up a bridge. You're going to do it? No. But you still honor them.
Right.
Okay. Podcast Louver. Is there a podcast for Thursdays? Yes, there is. It's actually a brand new podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called We Identify with Tyler Drury.
I love him.
And you can go listen to the first episode right now. It's called Meet Tyler. And there'll soon be an RSS feed for him that you can subscribe to the show. But right now, you can hear his show on ahistorywithgod.org. Click on Podcast Network and then click on We Identify. There's a magnifying glass there right next to the Lavinia show on Fridays. So
it was funny.
Every Thursday.
Thursday's been that like, we thought we had a good fit and then that didn't work out. And there was another fit. And I think this one's going to be the sticker.
Yeah. Because episode 2 is already ready to go.
Yeah, he's excited. And he's got definitely a different perspective.
Oh, yeah.
which I like that, you know, we all come to Christ from different places, you know? Different backgrounds, different cultures, different religions even. And we all can meet on some common ground. So I hope you enjoy it. I think there's... people are really going to get blessed by it, especially the first episode. It's really, really
yes,
good.
Yes, the first episode very is very, good. Very cool. Next question is from Black White 2018B.
Okay.
In Deuteronomy 7, verses 3 to 4, the Bible warns about interracial marriage. Does that still hold true because it's Old Testament? All right, let's take a look. Bible, Deuteronomy 7, verse 3. All right, I'm going to jump back a couple of verses so that this makes sense. I'll start with verse 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God has defeated them over to you and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them. Make no treaty with them and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods, and the Lord's anger will burn against you and quickly destroy you. All right, hang on a second. Listen. I don't know where you're getting interracial marriage, but that's not what it's talking about. It's actually saying, it's warning against marrying those other people because they're going to go serve other gods. And that's the warning there. It's not, so like, you know, that's why the Bible says don't be unequally yoked together. A believer shouldn't be marrying an unbeliever and vice versa.
Or really, a believer shouldn't be marrying someone who's like Hindu or Muslim
right.
or Buddhist, because it's going to cause... There's already going to be disunity now.
Right. Yeah. Interracial marriage, I don't think the Bible has a problem with that.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the race
color.
Of the
right.
person. Right. It has to do with
right.
who are they worshiping.
Right. And that's what it's warning against, because they'll serve other gods.
Because a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
Now, you have two people living together under one roof worshiping
different gods. Yeah, right.
Well, not different gods. Well, one God and one not God.
Right. One is God and one is Satan.
That's a divided house. Right. So there's not going to be peace in that household.
Correct.
So that's what that means.
Yeah, so don't. That's not even a scripture to even concern yourself with in terms of interracial marriage. The Bible doesn't have a problem with it. I don't think so, anyway.
No.
All right. Dogs, cats, bugs.
Okay.
I love the story of the dog Denver. My husband is a... Denver. The
yes,
German
yes,
Shepherd.
Remember?
My husband is a police officer here in Hell, Michigan. Hell, Michigan?
Is that spelt right?
Hell, Michigan? Is there a place in Michigan called Hell?
I hope
Look
not.
That up. Wait, I gotta stop here, because that's just... H-E-L-L.
Well, maybe they misspelled it. Maybe it was auto-correct or something. Hell, or Hilland Lake, is an unincorporated community in Putnam Township of Livingston County in the U.S. state of Michigan.
Really? It's called Hell?
It's on the map.
Hell, Michigan.
Why
would you move there?
Maybe they grew up there.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm going to Hell.
Why do they call it Hell, Michigan? Their comments were overheard by some locals and the name stuck. Soon after Michigan gained statehood, George Reeves was asked what he thought the town he helped settle should be called, and he replied, "You can name it Hell for all I care." The name became official on October 13th, 1841.
Oh, my... Are you kidding? George Reeves?
Not George Reeves, Superman. This is 1841.
I didn't say Superman.
I just want to make sure I get the name right. So there's a guy named George Reeves who helped settle this place, and he goes, I don't care if you can call it Hell for all I care. And they named it Hell. Great.
Well, it's also called Highland Lake.
All right, I just wanted to get that. I wanted to make sure that that got looked up.
Okay.
Okay. My husband's a police officer here in Hell, Michigan. All right. He told me that God certainly was with that woman because stating that your dog is a service dog is a misdemeanor with a mandate of 2 years of imprisonment and a fine of up to $2,000. Wow. That was an awesome story. Metal Bones Leather Heart. How do people join the podcast network? I've never seen or heard of anything like it in the Christian world. You guys are serious groundbreakers. So cool.
There are people who have something to say, and normally it would be very hard for them to be able to have an outlet to talk.
Mm-hmm. So if you have an idea or you have a desire to start a podcast, you can go to historywithgod.org, click on Podcast Network, and then click on the last square that said something about wanting to start a podcast or join us or something like that. It says something like that. Oh. So click that. You'll see what it says when you go to it.
Oh, great.
Okay. Scared of nothing? Question mark. Are Keith and Frank ever nervous that somebody will come up to the car with a gun or something to try and silence them or rob them or something?
Well,
it's the something that I'm concerned about.
you said this. You read this to Keith.
Yes.
Yesterday, yes. And he was like, "Of course we're not. I'm a righteous God.
Yeah. Give me a break." No, we're never concerned. As a matter of fact, I think people are afraid to come over to the car.
Well, didn't one guy come over to you?
Yes, and that's actually on.
It's on a podcast.
It's on one
right?
of the episodes. Yeah,
he called you names or something.
No, he didn't call us. I thought he called us pea brains.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't that. It turns out that as he was walking away, it was getting colder in the car, and Keith turned the car on again. Mm-hmm. And when he turned it on, Keith Moore, the preacher, was already talking, mm-hmm. and it was low. The volume was kind of low. And he had said something about somebody being a pea brain.
Oh,
and
so
I thought it was the guy saying that as he walked away.
Okay, but yeah, it was so, Keith Moore. Okay.
Yeah, Keith Moore. So, all right. No, we're not afraid ever. We have so much fun. There's no fear here. Next question is from Frank's Not the Only One. A lot of listeners come down on Frank for being goofy and laughing too much, yet his wife laughs all the time too and sometimes acts goofy. She was laughing so much, forgetting their anniversary and stuff on a recent Q&A, so what gives? Yeah.
I'm not guilty of anything.
I think you laugh too much. And
me?
I think you act goofy too much. Yeah, let me tell you something about Christina. She is like the kid in school that will make you laugh, and then you get in trouble for laughing, and then they say, why can't you be more like Christina? All
right? That's right. That's me.
Yeah, she's Miss Innocent over here. Okay. Bella Fan 81211.
What?
I was so excited when Bella and Zoe appeared on the last episode. They came out of nowhere. What are the plans for Bella and me for 2018?
Oh.
We got some plans, and now we can say it.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't want to say it. I want to just do it. And then tell them to do it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Those, I want to be surprised.
All right. Fine. Well, we got some big plans, and just stay tuned. You'll see.
Yes.
You'll see. And the last one from Boom Boom 841.
Boom.
I am so excited. My brother listens to podcasts all the time. I think he listens to more podcasts than most people. Anyway, I let my brother hear the gorilla story. And as a result of the story, making him almost pee in his pants, it created an opportunity for me to lead him to the Lord.
The gorilla story! Yay!
He said, this is how teaching about Jesus should be done. These people are so cool and normal sounding. Why isn't church more like this?
Amen.
He wound up subscribing to the show.
Yay.
And intends on sharing it on all of his social media accounts. Thank you for making the Word of God sound so fun and palatable.
Aw, thank you, and congratulations!
Cool.
Welcome to the kingdom!
Aren't you glad you told the gorilla story?
I'm glad I told it, because I'll never have to actually tell it again. Although, we do have a place near us, and they do an open mic on Tuesdays, and I toyed with the idea of doing, you know, you could do poetry, you could do music, whatever you want to do, and actually going out there and telling this story live. But I'm glad it's taped, and then if anyone wants to know what the gorilla story is, I don't have to tell it. I could just say, go to the podcast and listen for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah! Oh, big news!
What?
What's the big news?
What?
Frank's like, what? Well, for Christmas, I got a DNA test. doctor. And I got the results.
Yes.
And guess what? Guess what?
I already know.
I'm British! I knew it!
You hear that, Captain Britain? She's British. Okay, so here's what happened. She gets the results back. She's like, you know, 50% Italian, 40%
from the Iberian Peninsula.
Yeah, the Iberian Peninsula, 6% British.
6% from the UK. Yeah,
and it might as well have said 100, because... You hear that, Captain Britain, my man?
I'm also part... I have a little piece of somewhere from Israel, and also from the Middle East.
Right.
And from Africa.
I think we're all from Africa.
That's probably the Sicilian part.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. That's funny.
Yeah, there was a big, big, big chunk that was like, Sicily. But 6%, it counts. It was on the list. It wasn't like, oh, this is like a trace. No, it was actually a percentage.
It counts.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get a tartan, and I'm going to get a bagpipe.
A tartan?
Yeah.
What is that?
You know, a plaid for my family plaid. Mm. You know, when you're...
Oh. You're going to get a tartan and a bagpipe? What are you going to do with this bag? You going to play this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't stand that sound.
I love
that droning.
And I don't know if I mentioned this before on the podcast, but I will tell you again that... Her mother is from La Coruña, Spain.
Right.
Which is in Galicia, which is in the northern part of Spain, very close to Portugal. So that's the Iberian Peninsula. So
okay.
It's almost different from the rest of Spain. It has, you know, it's very seagoing. It's the language is a little bit different.
Right.
But anyway, so my friend Sharon told me when I was talking about this, she said, well, you know that Galicia is one of the seven Celtic nations. That's what they say. So I looked it up, and it's like debatable. But so then I went and I went to see, oh, let me do some cultural things from La Coruña, Galicia, what some cultural things. And I saw music from La Coruña.
Right.
And they are wearing kilts. And they are playing bagpipes.
Okay.
It's Spanish music, yet it sounds like it's a Scottish band playing. So, there you go. Mm. So, I know I have a tartan. I'm going to find it.
I have a tartan.
And I'm going to wear it.
Where are you going to wear it? Like to class or to the gym?
I'm going to wear it everywhere.
Really? Okay. All right, well, with that, remember, we love you.
Yes.
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.